Hello everyone, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Let's go on an adventure.
Hi everyone, I'm Pauline. Ooh, an adventure sounds fun. Today's topic is travel.
And the title of our lesson is Lost Cities. Lost Cities. Okay everyone, pack your luggage. We are going on an adventure today and tomorrow. We are talking about lost cities.
Wait, Peter, if a city is lost, that means you can't find it. How can we go somewhere lost?
Well, that is easy. Hey, you're right, Pauline. I don't know. Well, maybe let's just start with today's read it.
Trina Travel likes visiting lost cities. She is leading a lost city tour next month. She will visit the ancient city of Angkor. It will be an exciting trip. Angkor was a big city. It covered at least 1,000 square kilometers, and more than 1 million people lived in it. It was an important city. 800 to 1,000 years ago, but now it is abandoned.
I am really excited about this lesson. There are many interesting places in the world.
And I know that our friends enjoy the mystery that we have every month, but this will be a lot of fun to hear about real-life mysteries.
Yes, and they are about cities. And we will be learning from Trina today.
Trina Travel likes visiting lost cities, and I think we're going to have a great show today. But first, let's start with our keywords. Here's Christina.
Hello, 今天要和 Trina 聊聊 lost cities, 古城遗迹。Trina 说她下个月就要带团到柬埔寨的吴哥窟去了。She is leading a tour next month. 动词 lead 就是带领。吴哥窟是一个古老的城市 ,an ancient city. 形容词 ancient 就是古老,年代久远的。Trina will visit this ancient city. Rob 听,当 Trina 要去吴哥窟觉得很兴奋,这趟旅行一定很棒。他说 ,that sounds exciting. 形容词 exciting 就是令人兴奋,激动的。吴哥窟是一个很大的城市，它涵盖了1000平方公里以上的面积。动词 cover 可以用来表达覆盖、涵盖的意思。所以 it covered at least 1,000 square kilometers。句尾的 square kilometers 就是平方公里，而 square 在这里是平方的意思。而且曾经有超过100万的人住在那里。More than 1 million people lived there. 名词 million 就是百万。
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we are talking to Trina Travel. Trina loves to travel.
Thanks for having me.
Where are you traveling these days?
I'm exploring lost cities.
Lost cities?
Yes, I'm leading a lost city tour next month.
What is a lost city?
Most lost cities are ancient cities, but people don't live in them anymore, so they are abandoned.
We have a special guest today.I wonder if she's related to Tanya Travel.
Why do you say that?
Well, they have the same last name. They both like to travel, too.
Maybe so. Today's guest is named Trina Travel. Trina loves to travel.
And, of course, Rob will interview her.
Trina is very polite, and this month we have been talking about formal language. She says...Thanks for having me.
Let's take a closer look at this sentence with our teacher, Christina. Here she is.
Trina 对 Rob 说, Thanks for having me. 其实 Trina 想说的是谢谢你让我来这里，谢谢你邀请我来。但是这个 having 你到底是什么意思呢？原来 have 可以表达邀请招待的意思，所以我们也常常听到有人说 It's so good to have you， 这句话好像我们常说的有你真好。你也可以说 It's so good to have you as a friend， 有你这个朋友真好。还可以说 It's so good to have you with us， 有你跟我们在一起真好。或者 It's so good to have you on our team， 有你在我们这个团队真好。
In an interview, a person will ask questions to learn about things. Let's take a look at the first question. Where are you traveling these days?
Where? This is a good question word to use when we ask about a place. Where did I put my phone? Where will you go for vacation?
And then he adds a time phrase at the end, these days. Where are you traveling?These days. It kind of means recently, in these past days, these recent days.
So, her answer is, I'm exploring lost cities.
Exploring is a fun thing to do. When you go to look around and see what's there, that is exploring. It is exciting.
Little kids love exploring. Everything is new to them, so they look aroundat new places.
But wait a minute. We need to back up here. Lost cities? Really?
Yes. She is leading a lost city tour next month. A tour is when you go around a place to learn about it.
I know what a tour is, Peter, but what is a lost city?
Okay, Pauline. Most lost cities are ancient cities.People don't live in them anymore, so they are abandoned.
Oh, okay. But let's first go to Rebecca to learn more about this sentence. Rebecca? Hello, friends. Let's have some fun and learn today's grammar point. In today's grammar point, you are going to learn how to use the word so. Well, let's look at some examples. People don't go there.So, it is empty. Here's another example. People don't want it, so I'm throwing it away. Make sure that you go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Well, let's begin talking about this word ancient. Ancient means old.
Yes, but it means really, really old, like the pyramids in Egypt.The stories in the Bible, the history of China, those are ancient.
We call these cities lost cities, but in their history, people stopped living in them. Then many of them are abandoned. We don't know why.
This is why they get the name Lost City. It sounds exciting and mysterious.
Yes, it does. And we'll continue learning, butLet's take a break right now. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back. So, Pauline, have you ever seen ruins before? Ruins are in ancient cities. They are broken buildings, just stones and rocks.
Yes, I have seen ruins before in Mexico. I went to a place called Chichen Itza. It's an old Indian city, and it has an old pyramid I was able to climb. It was amazing.
Wow, that sounds so cool. Well, friends, let's continue learning. Here's Conversation B.
That sounds exciting. Which city are you going to next month?
I'm going to Angkor in Cambodia.
That's very famous. Was it a big city?
Yes, it covered at least 1,000 square kilometers. More than 1 million people live there.
Wow, and it's ancient?
Yes, it was an important city 800 to 1,000 years ago.
This is all very exciting. Lost cities. Most lost cities are ancient cities, but people don't live in them anymore, so they are abandoned.
This word abandoned is very big. It means that people don't live there anymore, but you can still visit them and even go on a tour.
So what city is she going to next month?
She is going to Angkor in Cambodia.
Wait, where is that?
It's in Cambodia. That's the name of the country.
Oh, well then, where is Cambodia?
Okay, it's in Southeast Asia. Hey, I know. Let's go to Christina. She can share more about this sentence.
Trina 说她要到柬埔寨的吴哥窟去。I'm going to Angkor in Cambodia. 有没有注意到我们中文都是先说国家的名称，再说城市名？我要去柬埔寨的吴哥窟，先是柬埔寨，然后是吴哥窟。可是英文要先说城市哦。I'm going to Angkor in Cambodia. 我们来练习一下。我要去加拿大的温哥华。I'm going to Vancouver in Canada. 他要去澳洲的雪梨。He is going to Sydney in Australia. 所以用英文说的时候，国家名称要放后面哦。
Thanks, Christina. Actually, Peter, I have heard of Angkor in Cambodia before.
I have too. I have been there.
Whoa, you have? It's very famous.
Yes, it is. And do you know what else is famous? Today's
calendar phrase!
That's very famous.
That's very famous.
那很有名。
Is New York famous?
Yes, that's very famous.
Is Paris famous?
Yes, that's very famous.
Ooh. Is London famous?
Yes, that's very famous.
Great! I plan to visit all those places.
Why?
Because they're very famous!
That's very famous.
That's very famous.
那很有名。
The next time a friend talks about something that is very famous, you can use today's calendar phrase.
So I went to this place about 4 years ago.
Can you share with us more about what you saw?
It was amazing, all very old and very big. It says, well, there, we learned that it's 1,000 kilometers of an area, and you have to drive around because it's too far to just walk.
Wow, but the interesting part is that no one lives there anymore.Many times we see old buildings in our cities, and the city history has continued.
But these are places where no one lives anymore at all. So it is a weird feeling when you go there to see this and know that at one time many people lived there.
I would like to go there and explore the whole city.
You will want to spend a lot of time there.It was an important city about 800 to 1,000 years ago.
We also learn it covered at least 1,000 square kilometers. More than 1 million people lived there.
Yes, that is a lot of people, and that is a big area. And remember, it is ancient. Remember, this word ancient means old.
What did you like the most about visiting Angkor, Peter?
Well, just the whole feeling. It felt like I was on an adventure. It was like I was exploring a old place. And it was something new, because in America, everything is new.
Well, it sounds amazing. I hope I can go someday. All right, friends, it's time for us to review our keywords together now.
Here's the first keyword from today. Lead. Lead. Please lead the group to the park.
Ancient. Ancient. This ancient city is very old.
Exciting. Exciting. What an exciting game.
Cover. Cover. Flowers covered the ground.
Square. Square. The mall covers 6 square blocks.
Million. Million. 3 million people live here. All right, friends, those are our key words for today. They are very useful, so keep on practicing. Now let's review our conversations one more time.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we are talking to Trina Travel. Trina loves to travel.
Thanks for having me.
Where are you traveling these days?
I'm exploring lost cities.
Lost cities?
Yes, I'm leading a lost city tour next month.
What is a lost city?
Most lost cities are ancient cities, but people don't live in them anymore, so they are abandoned.
That sounds exciting. Which city are you going to next month?
I'm going to Angkor in Cambodia.
That's very famous. Was it a big city?
Yes, it covered at least 1,000 square kilometers. More than 1 million people live there.
Wow, and it's ancient?
Yes, it was an important city 800 to 1,000 years ago.
So, a lost city is a place that is abandoned. People abandoned it. That means they left it.
But didn't someone have to find Angkor again?
Well, in the West, we didn't know about it for quite some time. It was only until the 1860s that someone found it.
But the people in Cambodia knew about it, right?
Yes. Part of their history is that the king would move around. Wherever the king was where the capital was, too.
Really? How interesting.
Yes. So that means everyone moved with him. People selling things, the whole economy was there, too. But do you know who stayed?
Who?
The farmers. So when the king and everyone else moved away from Angkor, there were still the farmers there.
Okay, Peter, you have gone there. What did you learn?
Well, they built it on kind of sand, so if the building gets too heavy, it will sink. So that's why they put pools of water inside to get the balance right.
Whoa, I didn't know that. That's so interesting.
Yes, it is one of the most interesting places in the world.
Wow. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed this chat. Now let's join James and Ginger for their chat.
Hey, James, let's go exploring.
Exploring?
Yes, let's look for a lost city.
A lost city?
Yes, maybe we can find the ancient city of Angkor.
Of course we can. It is on the map.
Huh? When was it found?
A long, long, long time ago.
So it's not a lost city.
Well,
it's a found city.
Angkor is an ancient city. It was important about 1,000 years ago.
Oh, with a lot of people?
Yes, about 1 million people. But the city was abandoned.
And everybody left? Why?
Nobody knows.
Oh, maybe they ran out of bananas.
Ginger.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about travel. And here to answer our question is my guest, Mr. Troy Pompey. Hello, Troy.
Hello, everybody. It is good to be here.
Well, it is good to have you, Troy. Now, Troy, I have a question here from one of my friends. Can you answer it for us?
Great.
All right. Well, our question today comes from Petra Atlantis of Cambodia. Petra writes, I live close to Angkor Wat. Many people think of it as a lost city. Can you tell me about some other lost cities in the world?
Of course, Petra. I love to. Studying and talking about lost cities is my favorite hobby.
Okay, great. So what are some other lost cities in the world?
Well, there are many lost cities in our world. These are cities where people lived many years ago. But because of war or an event in nature, they were lost and everyone moved away.
Interesting. Where are these cities?
Oh, they're all over the world. One of the most famous cities is called Pompeii.
I know about Pompeii. It's in Italy.
That's right. Several thousand years ago, Pompeii was a popular town. But in 79 AD, a volcano erupted and buried the city.
Whoa. Many people were buried alive.
That's right. Another famous lost city is Machu Picchu in Peru. Now, no one lives there now, but it is a popular tourist site.
Who used to live there?
The Incans. It used to be a very busy city for them. Today, tourists go there to see the ruins and learn about the Incan culture.
That's really interesting. Well, thanks for your help, Troy. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
So, Peter, when you went to Angkor, did you take lots of pictures?
No, I didn't.
No, why not?
I don't know. Sometimes I see everyone taking too many pictures. They don't enjoy the moment. But I went with lots of friends, so I let them take the pictures, and I just enjoy the trip.
Oh, okay. That sounds like the best of both. You got to enjoy the place without worrying about taking pictures, but you still got pictures.
Yes, though I started to take a few more. I should do that. Well, friends, thanks for joining us today. We'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.